Y'all remember this?
Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let me just get this off my chest, too.
Check this out.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I can't believe it. What's your perspective on, the Big 18 right now?
The Rich Eisen Show.
You know, pretty much now, I think what you can do with college football is take tradition and take geography, kind of throw it out the window.
Earlier on the show, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. Coming up, Raiders defensive end, Max Crosby. NFL analyst, Mina Kimes. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. What's more likely in the middle of this hour? Your phone calls throughout it. We've got Mina Kimes, top of hour number three on this program. For those who are hoping to hear our chat with Max Crosby this hour of the Las Vegas Raiders. He had a postpone last minute. We love Max Crosby. Hope we get him on at some point soon. But we're trying. 844-204-RICH has been the number to dial here on this program, and we'll take it. Chris Brockman and Jason Feller in their spots. TJ Jefferson in his spot to kick off hour number two here on this busy Friday. College football began last night. And as the ACC presidents are voting today to add Stanford, Cal, and SMU to their mix and fortify their conference right at the outset of another playing season that has been jumbled by a summer of realignment, this is the last season of Pac-12 football. Tomorrow, Deion Sanders in Colorado will have at it on Big Noon Fox Saturday. That's why Mike Del Tufo is not on Big 9 a.m. Rich Eisen Show Friday. So there's that. And it'll be Colorado's last season opener as the Pac-12. And soon we'll see Deion in its cowboy hat taking on TCU every year in the, Big 14, 16? I can't keep track anymore.
Well,
the ACC 16 is coming. The Big 18 is starting. Last night with Minnesota and the last season of the Big 10 being the Big 14 started last night with Minnesota and Nebraska. I mean, it's so tough to keep track of right now. But it's going to be a fascinating season for the Pac-12. Because they've got some kick-ass teams and some kick-ass players in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel we had Bruce Feldman on in his first of Wednesday of his residency here during the college football season. Every Wednesday, he came on Fox Sports and Athletic, said, you know, hold the horses on Caleb Williams winning back-to-back Heisman trophies. I my horses are already running. I think it's his.
Your horses.
Honestly, every weekend we're going to see Caleb Williams do some eye-popping stuff that's going to be Mahomes-like, and that's the name you're going to hear associated with him, and it's unfortunate for him because there's only one of those. But Utah last night just showed Florida how it works. And without their starting quarterback, Cam Rising was out there in his street clothes. And Utah took it to him. And the Pac-12, you're going to have like Oregon State, every game Oregon State plays, they are going to be lit to prove to everyone you're taking one of the wrong teams out of here. Anytime they take on Arizona or Arizona State or Washington, any of them, they want to prove it, and I'm here for it, and I think we saw the beginning of it last night. And then Nebraska and Minnesota, this is all I'll have to say on this front. If you're like Utah fans and you're fans of some of these Pac-12 teams that are left behind, and then you see, oh, okay, the Big Ten, is that's what the Big Ten's all about? You're laughing. With all due respect to Matt Rhule and his first foray as Nebraska head coach, it wasn't pretty. It's week one for these kids. It's not pretty, and obviously they're not the elite of the Big Ten. But all I will say is this, Taylor Lewan should feel very confident that the Bussin Trophy is staying right where it is. on the campus of the University of Michigan. Oh, my goodness. Welfare check on Compton is what I tweeted out last night.
Yikes.
While you were out there watching Dodgers and Braves and in Dodger Stadium, Christopher.
The guy sitting in the row in front of me was watching Minnesota.
Did you see Nebraska only touchdown of the game? Nebraska's only touchdown of the game that it did seem that they were going to ride to victory because Minnesota couldn't get a first down for its life was a dipsy-doo play. Running back runs to his right, flips it back to the quarterback who let it drop on the ground, picked it up, and threw it to a wide-open tight end in the end zone. Jeez. They were lucky to get that. And then four turnovers by Nebraska did them in, including a fumble as they're trying to run out the clock. They gave up a touchdown to Minnesota with a great Nate Burleson toe drag swag to tie the game. And then an interception as they're right there on field goal range. It was a terrible throw. UConn came close against North Carolina State. Did you see Jim Mora's team looked pretty darn good? Our friend can coach. And then, of course, there's Dion. Get ready for tomorrow. And I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. Just you watch. I can't wait to see Prime out there with his cowboy hat. And again, it may not be pretty, but you will see what he's about. It is a coach. This is not flash. This is not. He's not doing this just because, you know, it makes him, you know, more famous. I think he's good. Honestly,
good on the
this
fan.
Guy could be fishing somewhere, but he's not. He'll be out there on the sidelines, and I can't wait for everyone to see how serious this guy is, and he's going to be serious, you know. And it's going to be a fun watch, watching Colorado and Prime. I forgot to ask him when I last spoke with him, is the cowboy hat like the thing he's going to be wearing on the sideline? Like, is he going to full-on Bum Phillips this thing? Is he going to wear a headset underneath it? Like, how do we do this?
Prime Phillips.
You know, Prime Phillips. Is that it? There it is. There it is. He wears a headset behind it. I guess this is what it's going to be.
Wow.
Here we go. I like it. I like it. That's Deion Sanders. Cannot wait for that tomorrow. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Last night, you were in Dodger Stadium, Christopher, correct?
I was.
And baseball's greats were on that field last night.
And baseballs were flying out of Dodger Stadium.
Ronald Acuna Jr., ladies and gentlemen, tomahawked a Lance Lynn Challenge fastball straight out of the park. It didn't leave the grandstand, but it was a no doubt about her, a grand slam. And with Spencer Strider on the mound last night in his handlebar barbershop quartet mustache, it looked like that was a wrap. When Acuna Jr. hit a grand slam home run to put the Braves up 6-1 in Dodger Stadium and make history. The first ever 30-60 player. That is nuts. 30 home runs, 60 steals. By the way, he came with his 61st steal later in the game.
Yep.
And he almost had the biggest steal of the night when Mookie Betts, who he's battling for the MVP this year. Braves fans think that there is no competition. But Mookie Betts, in the month of August, placed himself front and center. He came up last night with two home runs, one of which I think ticked Acuna's glove in right field. A three-run shot that put the Dodgers back in the game. He had a solo shot that kept the Dodgers close. Max Muncy made it a one-run game later on, and then Betts stepped to the plate in the ninth inning as the tying run, and he hit one to Acuna Jr. again.
To the warning track again.
It was so exciting.
It was awesome.
And Acuna Jr. came up with his sixth. He stole base last night. He is unbelievable. And what did he do during the day yesterday?
Acuna had himself a day because of a visa issue with his longtime girlfriend. They have two children together. They got married yesterday afternoon in Los Angeles, or else she was going to have to return to her home country for 3 months. And they were going to be apart during the stretch run here and the playoffs. So they got married, made it legal in L.A. yesterday. And then Acuna sets the 30-60 mark. in the second inning. It was unbelievable.
So when Snitker was making a pitching change last night, was he coming out there asking about, do we get him
it's
candlesticks?
They went full Robert Wall.
Was it full, like, do we get candlesticks? What are we getting him?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Amazing day for Ronald.
And I honestly, please know this. I honestly do not bring this up to troll you. I don't.
No, it's totally fine.
I will be angry
about it until the day I die.
How in the world did the Red Sox willingly let this guy go?
I know they got
players back, but
they gave $70 million to Nathan Eovaldi because he pitched nine innings in relief one time.
In all seriousness, though, and I do not bring this up for that. I know I've already said that, but I feel the need to say it again. Was it just they didn't think he was really a superstar? Or
No, that's not it. I don't think that's it at all.
$300 million at the time. What a bargain.
Won an MVP, won a World Series.
So he wasn't
team,
sustainable?
Homegrown.
What was it?
No, the reports that, you know, coming out at the time is that he wanted to be paid like Mike Trout. And they didn't think he was as good as Mike Trout.
That's what I'm saying.
In 2018, you know, I guess you could make an argument, even though he beat Mike Trout for an MVP one year. Trout beat him another for a year.
He's, without question, and I say this without reservation, he's got a better career than Mike Trout right now.
Ooh.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I don't care about the numbers because you talk about W's. You talk about trophies. You talk about what you, and I understand Trout hasn't had that much help. He just had his 51st hit in the month of August, which is second all time on this vaunted franchise. Mookie Betts. Come on now. What he does, and has he missed time? I mean, how much time has
this
guy missed?
Second base turning double plays last night.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
He may be one of the best athletes in America.
Oh, he's multiple 300 perfect games. The guy's incredible.
At bowling. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. What? And the fact that, again, Freeman bats behind
the
him.
John Henry Red Sox ownership.
No, I get it. Here. I know that, but I can't believe it. And I can, I don't know where we can sign for right now.
Dodgers, Braves, NLCS.
If that game was an LCS game and country's watching
it. It was
such
playoff energy.
So much fun.
Last night, the Braves fans were chanting MVP for Acuna. Betts would come up. Dodgers fans chanting MVP. It was just electric.
Scale of 1 to 10, Sarah Tiano, watching that grand slam go out the yard was it Spinal Tap 11 or what?
What's even better is that we had a father son Braves fan sitting next to us during that inning.
Yeah.
The kid who was about 10 years old just turns to me and goes, "All right, Lopez is going to walk in front of Acuna to walk in a run, and then Acuna is going to set the record with a grand slam." Not 2 minutes later, it happens. We're going nuts. His dad is filming. And then we're just like, "Yo, you got any lottery numbers?
What else you got?
You want the Super Bowl? What do we got, kid?"
That pitch from Lance Lynn, was that an off-speed spinner that he threw out of the zone?
Right down the middle.
No. The off-speed spinner to Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like,
had Lopez on the ropes.
Just throw it down the middle.
Yeah. Make him get on base.
Do you know who's coming up next?
Dude, no doubt.
What the hell?
No doubt about her.
That was amazing. That was a fun game to watch.
Game.
Soup to nuts. Dodgers made it a game again. I thought they were toast, you know. But Mookie Betts isn't. I don't know how the hell happened. But I'm glad because he was wearing the Yankees out, and I didn't have to see him the 18 times a year anymore.
And three more. I mean, this is the rare 4-game series. Three more.
I love
this weekend.
It'll be fun. And you know, I would proffer to say Acuna is the MVP. Like, do you think TJ, this series will decide it or what?
You know, now I'm just going back and forth after what you said, and I'm just comparing stats between Trout and Mookie.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So I've just been kind of caught up ever since you said that. And I'm like, I guess I see your point when it does, and not to veer off of what you just asked.
No, that's okay.
But Mookie does matter.
Mookie has the two rings.
Two rings, yeah. But that is, I've never really heard that comparison before, so that just kind of like...
When it's all said and done, Trout is a first ballot Hall of Famer. When it's all said and done, so is Mookie Betts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the question is, you know, the fact that the Red Sox looked at Mookie Betts despite home-growing him and seeing what he meant to the fan base there, said, "Let's send him to Los Angeles." Let them pay him.
It's not that simple.
Okay.
But
because he didn't want to stay?
He has recently said that he wanted to stay, but that was not the impression at the time in 2018 that he wanted to stay.
What a godsend out
here. And he wanted the $400 million. They weren't willing to give it to him, despite having more money than God, the Fenway ownership. It's really frustrating on many levels, and I don't want to go to a dark place.
Go back to your question. Acuna,
I'm not intending to put you there. That's not my intention. It's a legitimate question.
I know. So. It is cool that, like, I can watch him anytime I want here in Los Angeles. My son can appreciate him, but that's not really the point.
It's not the same
he
thing.
Should be wearing Boston across his chest.
It's not the same. So you could end up going 40-70 for the season.
He could. If he has a great September, there's no question why he can't.
So it's starting today. Starting today.
Yeah, they're neck and neck, Rich. The Vegas odds. If a month ago, Acuna was a massive MVP favorite. You could have got anyone else.
Betts just had a torrid August.
And
torrid.
The August that Betts had combined with the Dodgers really surging. You can make a case for the best. They're better than the Braves right now, despite last night. I really think this series, what they do head-to-head, Acuna hits a grand slam, like Acuna's MVP, and then he just misses robbing Betts of a home run. Betts hits two dingers last night. It's going to be an incredible race down
great.
The finish. It's
so fantastic. Much fun.
And this is for home field.
It's so great.
Possibly.
It
in the
really
NLCS.
Is neat. It's a neat way to start September and have Labor Day weekend hit. Before we take a break, before Cooper left for school today, he asked me an interesting question. Julio Rodriguez, how many times has the rookie of the year then won MVP his second year?
Whew.
And he's like, did Ohtani do it? And I'm like, I don't know. But I thought
it's happened in the same year.
This is the same individual who asked me after Brock Purdy won his first two starts, can he win comeback player of the year?
So Ichiro was rookie of the year and MVP in the same year.
So was Fred Lynn.
Okay.
So that has happened, but I don't know about the back-to-back.
And those are the only two who've done that.
But just your rookie of the year and then... Next year, you're the most valuable player of the NFL of the of Major League Baseball.
I want to say maybe Dustin Pedroia did that.
Petey? Now I don't him. I don't like.
Petey did do that. He actually rookie of the year in 07.
I don't like.
Sorry,
I'm against
it. How about me pulling that rookie of the year in 07, MVP in 08?
Okay, was he the last to do it, or did Ohtani do that? So I'm imagining Ohtani was rookie of the year.
Ohtani, let's see.
I don't know.
Did not do it.
Okay.
Rookie of the year in 18, MVP in 21.
Okay. There you have it.
Maybe Mike Trout did it.
Because Seattle is just...
No, Chris, because remember Trout didn't actually get the MVP for a few years. He kept finishing second.
Actually, Trout was rookie of the year in 12, second in MVP in 13, won MVP in 14.
Okay. Julio Rodriguez is going to win MVP in the American League, right? I mean,
this year?
Yeah.
Over Ohtani.
No, that's true.
Ohtani's. Well, Mariners win the division. Why not?
He might, right? I mean, this guy's doing is it's insane.
Seattle is going to wind.
Let's check Vegas.
Could Seattle wind up with the best record in baseball when it's all said and done?
Can they overtake the Braves?
I think they already have, haven't they?
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
I don't check the standings as much as I should. Yeah. They're seven behind the Orioles, so of course. Look out. Now I've just strolled into the hatred of Orioles fans.
Are going to get it.
They're feeling it right now.
Orioles fans are coming for you.
The way the Mariners are playing, they could catch them. You know.
My team's in last place.
Oh, your team stinks.
So is mine.
So
Yankees won three in a row in Detroit, making me think, hey, if they win every game in September, maybe they got a shot. Dumb and dumber.
Rich, Gerrit Cole is the favorite for Cy Young, so.
Great. Let's raise that banner.
Brock, remember last year?
Star Insurance would love that.
Brock, remember halfway through the season last year, I told you if the Mets didn't do it this year, it was going to be the Braves for like the foreseeable future.
I mean, it's Braves and Dodgers for like the next 5 years.
Let's hit on that a little bit, and then we'll take a break here. What's more likely coming up? More phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Freddie Freeman is here behind Mookie Betts. Maybe the best 1-2 combination to lead off in Major League Baseball, right? That's a great combination right here?
I would say without question.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Matt Olson, they haven't lost a thing with Matt Olson, Right. Let Freddie walk. Put Matt Olson in there.
I mean, Matt Olson was challenging Acuna for MVP.
They're better. They have actually improved. Would you say this team currently is better than the one that won the World Series?
I think so, with the addition of
this case.
Michael Harris Jr., the way he's come on.
Yeah, he homered last night.
Ozzie Albies is a superstar.
Superstar.
And Sean Murphy, getting him from Oakland as well. I mean, he's one of the best defensive catchers in baseball.
Rich,
and also hits bombs.
Sorry.
Guys, this makes me not even care about baseball anymore, because my team, for the foreseeable future, is never going to win.
Not even mentioning MVP runner-up last year, Austin Riley. So they're a really good team.
Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH. Number to look at us talking baseball for 10 minutes.
September's going to be awesome.
It's fun. And attendance is up. The rules have worked.
And by the way, getting back to what we argued about at the beginning of the season, stolen bases up 32%.
I knew it.
Yeah, you were right.
I knew
that.
It. Bigger bases, and you can't throw over, and we're moving. Yeah. We're moving, and
also,
we're shaking.
Also, AL MVP is off the board. You can't even bet it, which means it's Ohtani by a million.
Yeah. We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. What's more likely in your calls? In hour number two, Mina Kimes, top of hour number three. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. We're back here on the program. I did not say anything about the passing of Bob Barker earlier this week, and I just needed to say this. I truly loved watching that man, not just because I'm a game show nut, which I am, and I deep down have a significant desire to add game show hosts to the shows that I currently host. I would love to do one.
You were put on this earth to give away cash and
prizes. I tell that to everybody, and Susie's not a big fan of me saying that to people, but I do believe I was put on this earth to give away a cash and a prize, because hosting a show like that, you have to make every moment be as big as it is for the contestant. It's the same way of calling a game. I've got to make you at home feel like the play you're just seeing is the greatest. This game you're watching is interesting and should be of interest to you. And Bob Barker did that better than most, as or all, and let everybody who came on Contestants Row feel at home. And I had an opportunity at a dog rescue event that Susie and I attended, had to be about 15 years ago. I saw him. He was being honored that night, and I went up to him, and I told him, I'm like, I host a show for NFL Network. He had no idea who I was, but I told him, I'm a host of NFL Network, and I I feel this in my heart, that when I interview players, rookies, veterans, Hall of Famers, free agents from all different walks of life, I try to make them feel as welcome as you do to everybody you welcome on Contestants Row. And he looked at me, I looked at him, and we paused, and he says to me, do you want to hug it out? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I do. And I hugged the man.
It's cool.
He was funny, and he was just the greatest. And it gutted me when I saw that he passed away. Rest in peace, Bob Barker, at the age of 99. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I'm at the Rich Eisen Show desk. Furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just simply stop by. We have had, I believe, one caller want to play the win-loss game for the Miami Dolphins, but they were in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and said they weren't really a fan of the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's kind
of
weird.
Which has caused us all to vet any person that calls in. Yep. You know, we don't need any Manchurian candidates sneaking through here. So, just finish that movie already, Chris. It's been sitting unfinished for six years. It's terrible. So, let's go straight to Miami, Florida. Menachem in Miami. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Did I get that right?
Perfect. Yes. Thank you. How are you?
I am well. So, you are a legitimate Dolphin fan, correct?
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm following them all my life. Rooting for them all my life.
How old are you, Menachem?
26.
26. Okay, so you were just a baby when Jay Fiedler was taking on the rest of the AFC East. Here we go. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Menachem has just done that to play the win-loss game for the Miami Dolphins. Give him some music, please. At the Los Angeles Chargers is the opener.
That's a loss.
At the Patriots.
That's a win. Sorry, Brockman.
1-1 against the Broncos in a home opener.
That's a win.
At the Buffalo Bills, 2-1.
That's a loss.
2-2 home for the Giants.
That's a win.
Home for the Panthers at 3-2.
That's a win as well.
4-2 at the Eagles.
Loss.
4-3 home for the Patriots.
Going back and forth on this, but I'm going to go clean sweep. That's a win.
That is now a 5-3 record at the Chiefs in Germany.
That's a loss.
Okay, 5-4 coming off the bye for the Raiders at home.
That is a win.
6-4 at the Jets on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
That's going to be a loss.
6-5 at the Commanders.
I think a little bit of trap game, like Sam Howell, going to give them the W. Commanders win.
6-6 home for the Titans on Monday night.
That's a win.
7-6 home for the Jets.
That's a win.
8-6 home for the Cowboys.
That is a win.
9-6 at the Ravens.
That's a loss.
9-7 home against the Bills.
And finish off the season with a win. 10-7. Hopefully it gets us in the playoffs.
Thank you very much, Menachem. Greatly appreciate it. There you go. 10-7. Interestingly enough, Kevin in Hot Springs, who is not a Dolphin fan, had them win 10 games, lose 7, same record, and as a matter of fact, had the same exact win-loss with our Dolphin friend up until the Commanders game after Thanksgiving. They were had same exact guessing. Menachem said loss. Kevin in Hot Springs said win there. They also flopped on the Jets and the Ravens and the Bills at the end. They kind of mixed it up, but they got to the same destination. Different pews, but the same church, 10-7.
How about that?
844-204, which being the number to dial. It's a Friday. It's time for What's More Likely with Chris Brockman and TJ and I chopping it up together with More Likely. Hit it, please.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right. First things up before you get to it, Chris. What's more likely? It's complete happenstance or somebody on the staff here keeps trolling me by putting their equipment to clean up behind us directly in the 1 foot by 1 foot square that can be seen behind my shoulder on the Roku channel.
That's funny.
I love when that happens.
I mean, Honestly,
he is the nicest guy, though.
Should we like put like a should we tape off like a square?
A square
do
like
not
it.
Put your trash bin or your yellow.
Yeah,
all right, I'll just back off.
He's the coolest cat, man. He's the nicest guy in the morning.
You know who reminds me of? Who was the teacher that for Arya to teaching her how to sword fight in the early Game of Thrones?
Oh, right. What was
he reminds me of that guy.
All right. So when I tell him, you know, when you're doing your hard work, which we appreciate here because keeping everything clean is important, just not today.
Not today. What do we say to the god of death?
Just to say not today?
Not today.
All right.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, Chris?
What's up, guys?
What's up? What's up?
I forgot to say what's up on Monday, and people were pointing it out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's up?
I want an apology.
Great tradition.
Speaking of the Dolphins, okay, last year's 7th seed. Who's more likely? Last year's 7th seed to make the playoffs this year, Seahawks or Dolphins?
Seahawks, pal. Although Jamal Adams was just announced by Pete Carroll, he will not be ready for the week one opener for the Seahawks. They want to give his quad injury more time to heal. I am all about
Seattle.
I like Seattle. I like him. I think he's more likely to make the playoffs or miss.
Oh, make.
Make.
Yeah.
Seattle.
Make.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Dolphins.
No.
He said Seattle.
Seattle, babe.
Oh, okay.
Seattle. Oh, yeah, man.
He made it seem like it wasn't even close.
Here we go. Seattle.
That's
well,
it?
Well, yeah. I mean, come on, man.
Because you realize, Chris,
they are young and good.
And they got the Jets won't.
They are young and good. Jackson Smith and Jigba return to practice. Let's go, man. Those two tackles that grew like were grown ass men coming straight out of college. They're now gonna be second year players.
Kenny Skywalker.
Let's go. Zach Charbonnet on top of everything. Let's go.
Okay.
Did you see Bobo made the team from UCLA?
Yeah, I did. Undrafted.
There we go.
Agent.
I like it.
All right.
Bobby Wagner's back.
B-Wags.
What's next, B-Wags. Chris? What's next?
All right. These are kind of some overreaching season arc storylines. So what's more likely? Mahomes wins his third Super Bowl.
Yes.
Or Allen Burrow Hurts win their first?
Wow. I mean, what's more likely is obviously Allen Burrow and Hurts wins their first because there's three of them.
Is it?
And three, it's the magic number.
But they have to beat Mahomes.
I just keep on because I'm going back and forth about my Super Bowl prediction.
I
remember what these people did to you last year.
I go back and forth about
it. Your mind.
And part of it, just my spidey sense is we're living in a special time.
Again, though, what's more?
Special time. We're living in a special time.
We lived in a special Brady time, so now
I know
we're
that.
Just moving right into the special
I think
Mahomes
we might
time.
We might be doing that.
We moved from Kobe to LeBron.
But if you're asking me what's more likely, I will choose three stellar young quarterbacks. You're going to give me three shots at it or one shot at it. Just the odds are most what's more likely is one of the three will win their first. What's next?
All right, the touchdown leader last year was
Did I have my soup that eats like a meal there or what?
You made a meal out of that one.
Thank you.
All right, last year's touchdown leader was Jamal Williams. He's a running back. Who's more likely to lead the NFL in touchdowns this year, a running back or a wide receiver?
Oh, nice one.
Devontae Adams was your wide receiver leader last year with 14.
This is a good one.
I'll go running back because these guys, they want it. This is going to be a good season for running backs. A running back renaissance. I'm rooting for him.
Wow.
So I'll go more likely. So who did lead them? Was it Al? Who?
Jamal Williams led last year.
That's right.
He was 17.
Yeah.
17.
How about this? This is not part of the game of what's more likely. What about a quarterback?
Leading
running backs in rushing touchdowns.
Ooh. So we know where you're going with this.
So you'd
this.
Have to have a quarterback rush for about 14 or 15.
Anthony Richardson.
Justin Fields.
Hurts.
Lamar.
Hurts leading Lamar? Well,
they're going to run less.
Right. I think so. You heard that from Odell on Wednesday. He would allow that.
Interesting.
Wait a minute. Did you say Herbert?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. No, I thought. No.
What's next?
Well, you guys said that.
Who's the Herbert to have more rushing touchdowns, Justin or Khalil?
There you go. Justin.
Who's more likely?
Justin. What's the more likely division winner? To have less than 10 wins, AFC South or NFC South?
NFC South. Come on. Don't disrespect Duval County like that,
Duval.
Sir. Come on.
They had 9 last year.
I'm aware of how many they had last year.
And the Bucks won the South last year with 8.
I will go the NFC South is more likely to have a single-digit win leader, a 9-8 team win the division, than the AFC South. I mean, did I stutter?
I don't know. That's
okay, so I believe you've got two teams in the AFC South once again that are the top tier, and then you've got two teams that are starting rookie quarterbacks that are going to struggle because of that. And Jacksonville should win this division. They should prevail with a nice uptick, which is like 11 wins or even 12. What's next?
The division more likely to win more playoff games this year, the AFC East or the NFC East?
The AFC East, because you're going to have more teams in it than the NFC East.
Wow. More teams. How many teams make it from the AFC East?
I think, I said three are making it from the...
yeah. What you said.
Okay.
Like
all right. No, I'll take that back. I want to be consistent.
Yeah. Just talk it out.
Because as you know, when I show up here, I don't just throw things against the wall and don't pay attention to things that I said were either A, wrong, or B, not consistent with what I'm saying.
That's my job.
I know that's what. No. I know that's the mosh pit in which we reside every day when we sit in the show in this
Maybe
chair.
In this time slot in the same town.
I understand this.
If anything, you hold on to your misses a little too long.
Right.
A little longer than you
Maybe
should.
I do. Maybe I do. And as you know, also here, I try to connect dots or weave a tapestry.
Yeah.
I tapestry weave when I sit in this chair. All right, so now I've delayed long enough to actually need to give you an answer.
AFC East.
AFC East. Get out of here.
The disrespect is real.
Now, it's not disrespect. It's real.
Chris,
it's
the question
real.
Are you going to pick the Jets to go to the Super Bowl?
He has to.
I don't have to. Excuse me.
No. You have to.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Let me look. Is there a rule book? What do you mean I have to?
Where's the crystal ball at?
Where's the crystal? Honestly.
Bring the crystal
it's
ball
too
over here.
Big. I got one too big. I need a smaller one that's a little more portable. Honestly, even Jerome Bettis would want to put, you'd want to drill the holes in that thing and roll it down the lane. Hey.
Hey,
there's no. I don't have to.
I
don't have to.
If we're going to mosh pit like the other shows,
I just chose the
do.
Bills to win the division to open today's program.
But that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I picked the
non-division
Eagles to win
winners.
Our
division.
I said the AFC East. Let's move on.
All right,
Rich, you got
talk
move
about
on.
Disrespect.
You got to move on.
Yeah.
Who's the more likely defensive star holdout to finish with more sacks this year, Nick Bosa or Chris Jones?
Bosa, because I think Bosa's going to sign imminently, and I don't know about Chris Jones.
I've been hearing that for 3 weeks
now. I know you have. But Bosa hasn't tweeted out. You know, he hasn't X'd out. I'm sitting out 8 weeks. You'll see me week 8.
Stop saying X, please.
And then when somebody says that's going to be a hefty fine, Bill, and he's like, I can afford it. Is what Chris
Damn.
Jones responded.
Millions
I can afford
cushion.
It. It's come a long way since his combine 40. When he, right now he's just figuratively putting it out on the table. Listen.
Ballin'.
Wow.
What is happening?
I just wanted to get TJ.
Friday off the rail.
I said Bosa. I think Bosa's going to sign, and I think Bosa's going to be. I think Bosa's going to be chasing Kenny Pickett down. And
Bosa led the NFL in sacks last year, 18.5.
I'd
Chris
go
Jones,
Bosa.
15.5.
You guys are very certain Bosa's showing up.
He's
work
showing up
one time.
They're going to get that done.
Wow.
What's next? What?
I was going to make a Bosa joke, but I'm not.
Don't.
More
do
like
what?
More.
Serious people.
Thank you.
True.
More likely to win their division.
Cowboys.
Aaron Rodgers' new team or old team?
Stop it.
Get out of here.
The old team, obviously.
Well, it's the old team. Because
you already picked
you
the
already
new
picked
team.
No, but this is
win,
likely. I might be
picked.
Likely wrong.
You already picked the
I know that. Bill. I know that.
So just say the old team.
I know that. I don't want to.
Rich has no idea what to think. His team's never had this much promise.
I don't want to. Because I know what
then
you're trying to get me to
Jets
do.
Then why to win the division then? Come on.
But it's likelier that they win their division, I think.
You think?
No. I don't know. I don't know.
We're a week away. We don't know anything.
Just let me have
just take a guess.
The week.
We don't know anything.
We can't let you
All right,
the
it's
week.
More likely that the Packers win their division because it's, I believe, more wide open for them to win.
All right, last one. What's more likely? Georgia three-peats as champs?
No.
Caleb Williams repeats as Heisman winner.
I've already... What do you, come on, man. I already
Rich,
told
there's
you.
There's been one repeat in 50 years.
I've told you.
like Jets Super Bowls.
I told you. Right. And we might see a lot snap. Caleb Williams is going to win the Heisman again. Get out of here, guys. I mean, you know, here's how it's going to work. Let me tell you how the Heisman voting is going to work. Caleb Williams is going to just dice up a lot of the USC non-conference opponents and then a lot of the Pac-12 opponents, I believe. All right? I know Zach in the Valley right now is rooting against Oklahoma's former coach. He was texting me last night calling Utah his team. Okay? So, you know, that Sooner that's living out here in Southern California is rooting against USC. But I think USC is going to have a good season, and I think that kid is going to be dynamite. And then there'll be just some other ones, and you'll hear College Game Day start talking those guys up. The horse race will commence. Williams might drop a game in the Pac-12, and then suddenly he's not all that. He's the first overall pick in the draft, and he's going to win the Heisman in back-to-back seasons.
Wow, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah. You got one more?
Marvin Harrison Jr. is on the line.
Oh, I guess they must.
All right, we'll get one more.
Yes.
One more.
You want to know? It'll be Drake May, Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., and J.J. McCarthy. Four seats in New York City. I just gave you the four-seater. I just told you.
No Quinn Ewers, Jane Dane. All right, all good. What's more likely, Rich, you would go to that bar in Milwaukee after the Jets lose, or Ohtani resigns with the Angels?
I'll go to the bar in Milwaukee.
I think that's a wise choice.
I'll go to the bar in Milwaukee. And you know what I'll do? I will go to the bar in Milwaukee.
Pick up the tab.
And I will order. I will go to the bar in Milwaukee and I will buy everything under the sun. And I will make that owner go broke. Let me tell you something.
Here we go.
I once had an apartment in New York City on the Upper West Side above a bar.
Okay.
That played music till 2 a.m.
I've heard this.
And it was terrible. Yeah. It was awful. It was just absolutely brutal. I asked the bar owner, do me a favor. Just turn down the bass. Do me a favor. Take the speakers off, because my floor was the same as the bar's ceiling.
Okay.
Okay.
The bar
went in to what used to be the old entryway, the foyer of the apartment building, you know, decades before. So it wasn't built for a bar. It went in after I had bought it, and I asked nicely over and over again, the bar owner, you know, shine me off. I didn't like it. So I pulled a string or two, got the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, which for some reason was in charge of audio issues. I got them to come on a Friday around 6-7 o'clock at night to test for the noise. And I invited all of my friends to show up. I got beer, I got everything, I got whole thing. 20 people, as soon as the city person showed up and rang the bell, I sent all my friends down to the bar and make as much noise as possible.
Wow.
I did that.
Really?
Yes.
That is so
Then, of course,
petty.
The city said, you know what?
It's fine.
Our equipment doesn't test for bass, unfortunately. So it passed the inspection. I was livid. Bottom line is, I'm going to go take this place out.
We call that a Karen.
And I'm going to show up. You know what? I don't care.
That is Richard the King.
I don't care.
Right there,
I'm going to take this bar straight out.
And what happened? Bar's still there?
Oh, I sold the place. I got out. Yeah. Ohtani's not coming back.
I agree.
He's
with
gone.
You. I agree. With
he
you.
Gone.
He gone.
He gone.
He gone.
He gone. Angle me.
But I'll show up. Like, hold on a minute.
I'm
Let me see.
Be there.
I know I'm not supposed to play the win-loss game yet, but and I won't until next week. Jets, where am I going? I'm going to call my shot. Let me go. Jets are playing. What's the most winnable game? I will show up. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, Texans, December 10th. All due respect. I'll go out there.
In.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do the show in Milwaukee on Friday.
I'll go to the bar.
Let's go.
I'll be like Norm this walking into Cheers. Yeah. I will just be like every who wants what.
We'll have Giannis come as a guest.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
I'll walk in. I will walk in.
Please,
there you go.
Please,
look at that setup.
Let's do this.
Beautiful.
So
I will. I will.
Is.
Honestly, I will buy everybody. Right on. It's over. Bankrupt. All right. Let's take a break. 844-204 Rich number. It all great. What's more likely, Chris?
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Mentioned before about Bob Barker, spoke from the heart about how much he meant to me watching him on TV for all those years and The Price is Right, passed away at the age of 99. My love for him and The Price is Right caused me to buy something on Etsy for the first time. What do I mean by that? I'm about to explain to you. My buddy Paul, who I grew up with, sent me a link to something on Etsy saying, do you have this? You should. And I agreed.
Oh.
It is...
What?
Mini wheel. That's so and cool. It sure does spin.
That is dope. I need that.
I don't know how we're going to, it's now part of the studio.
How are we going to make this into a segment?
I don't know. We can. Let's figure it out.
But well, who's actually spun the wheel, you know.
You have indeed. You're the only one who has, in fact, spun the wheel.
On the set, though, Rich. Did you spin the wheel?
It is really tough to spin.
It's big.
It's heavy.
It's not as heavy as you think, but it's heavier than you think. You know what I mean?
Like, look at this thing, right?
That is really awesome.
How good is this?
Amazing. $1. And then does the price pop up in the little window there?
No, it's not electronic. But
okay. So what did you just get?
There you go. I got a 65.
Are you going to go? You gonna stay or you gonna spin?
I'll spin.
All right, let's go. Don't go over.
This is the best, isn't it? This is called content.
This is drama.
Here we go. 25. Oh, I'm staying.
Oh, yeah. 90.
I am totally in the the showcase, right?
I haven't watched the episode I was on. I think I told you guys I haven't recorded.
I'm
pretty
still.
Sure I got a 60. I think that's
65 and 25.
I had either an 89 or 90 when I was spinning.
Is that right?
I can't remember. Like I said, I haven't.
Well, I know you spun first because you lost your pricing game.
No.
You had Master Key, which, by the way, was not fair.
It wasn't fair.
Not fair.
You did get hosed.
By the way,
here you go. Look at this.
That is amazing, that is Rich. Cool.
There it is. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we have a new item on our set,
Dare I ask what you paid for that?
Let's bid on it.
I don't know.
Can we bid on it?
I'm gonna say you spent $54.99.
What did you spend on this?
Oh, $44.
$44. Jay, do you want to chime in on what I spent on this? By the way, it's a mini showcase showdown wheel here from The Price is Right.
Let's say $19.99.
No, you are both. What'd you guess? $54. Of course, you win. You're closest without going over. This is $130.
Whoa!
Wow!
I think it's one of a kind.
Come on, that's what
handmade.
I do.
Can't afford that.
It feels like it.
That's what I do.
It's on the show.
Oh,
I didn't pay for it.
Is that mold on it?
Is that mold? But you know, Rich.
While I'm on the subject matter of giving you what you want,
yes,
this is big because you know I said yesterday or 2 days ago, Chris, you said you wanted to hear. You think Aaron Rodgers' Packers career was disappointing because he only won once. Because we talked about that Milwaukee bar,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's rooting against Rodgers, paying for people's tabs open it 15 minutes before a game that the Packers aren't playing, the Jets are playing. You come in, You pay, open your tab 15 minutes before Jets kickoff.
Jets lose.
And Rodgers loses.
On the house.
On the house.
On the arm.
And I and you said, but don't you think his career, because I pushed back. I'm like, that's pathetic. Because, hey, he did something in Green Bay. It's not like he did nothing. And you're like, you only won once. It's a disappointing
Packers
career.
Fans should consider his career disappointing.
And I said, I would love to hear from Packers fans. I only know one, and he's banned from calling into the show. Well, I mentioned this during poker last night. Murph is back on the program.
Oh, finally.
The ban has been lifted.
I've been
Murph, you be careful.
Free Murph for you. Look at that.
Murph, you cursed the last time. It's been years. You said you wanted to call in. You have the floor on the subject matter, Murph.
Good morning, Rich and gang.
This is amazing.
Hey, Murph. How you guys doing?
What up, bro?
Murph, I've wanted you to be freed for years and years now. This is incredible.
I appreciate that. I actually talked to the rules committee and the authorities, and they both said I'm ready to go. So that's why I called. Let's go.
All right, Murph, you know the rules. We're on terrestrial radio.
No rules, Rich.
Okay, so
please, Murph, we'll get
you're
again.
A diehard Packer fan. So what do you consider Rodgers' career a disappointment there?
Yes.
Oh.
36 years. Well, it's bigger than that. You know, and I know I don't have an hour to go into it because I could talk about it for an hour, but 36 years as two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, first ballot, which is the hardest position in football, and we've been to three Super Bowls and won two. So I think that's underachievement. I do.
Okay.
And,
so
and it wasn't all Rodgers, but if you look at his games in the NFC in the playoffs, he didn't play as well in the playoffs on average than he did during the regular season. So, but it's not only him. So I definitely agree. I'm frustrated. I wish more Packer fans were as frustrated as I was. But, you know, the rallying cry around McCarthy was, well, we've been to the playoffs for 7 or 8 years in a row. Well, yeah, that's true. But we were pretty low seeded in most of them. And it's like, to me, that's not a winner. And then I think we were 1-6 in the NFC Championship game.
So then, in the minute plus that I have left here, Murph, as a follow-up question, removing me from the equation, because again, good friends want to see other good friends miserable. Remove me from the equation. Are you rooting against Rodgers this year? Do you want him to flop?
I don't hold anything ill against him. I mean, I hope he does well. I do. Just want to caution you because 3 years ago, you remember the rallying cry around the Broncos, which is they were a quarterback shy of going to the Super Bowl. And, you know, in the first year, that didn't work out so well. And he's obviously a great talent. And the Jets have lots of pieces around him. The question is, you know, he's kind of a egomaniac. And can his ego fit inside of what they need him to do in order to be a winner? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But one thing I want to ask you is, do you guys go back like 9 months from now or, you know, later in the year, like Rich's prediction of the four people are going to be in the in New York?
We'll do that.
Do you guys go back?
We'll do that. Well, no. Murph, don't forget about accountability for me and my show. That's that's done. All we have to do is this. Thank you for calling in. You're now free because you follow the rules here, Murph. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Rich.
Take care of yourself. That's Murph.
Happy Labor Day weekend. And I'll see you soon, Rich.
That's John K. Murphy, a.k.a. Murphy, has now been free.
Yes. Murph is back.
Because he got through a potty mouth free segment.
I got to be honest with you. Part of me kind of wanted Murph to
No. But because that's out of character for him. It's out of character. So there you go. That is a Packer fan. It's one of the few Packer fans I know here in Los Angeles, California. So did that satisfy you, Chris? That a Packer fan called Rodgers' career disappointing, and he added Favre on a boat. Poor Murph. Only three Super Bowls in 36 years. I have one in 54, and I don't even remember mine.
Poor Murph, poor Packer fans, you should go
to Milwaukee and root against him and get free beer if he wins. What?
You've never had a quarterback win MVP. Between the two of them, they had seven MVPs. You think that would translate to some sort of Super Bowl wins more than two.
I understand.
Okay. So they have a right to be disappointed.
But again, like I said, if it was a one-on-one basketball game, sure. There's a lot of moving parts that goes into winning a Super Bowl, and you can't just put it all on.
But he's the most important player. And he,
no, it's a quarterback driven league.
I totally understand what you're saying. Quarterback driven league, but if your left tackle sucks or your D-back
sucks, I walk around.
Even
the
then
hall.
You're not going to win MVP if your left tackle sucks. You know what I mean? So,
right, so I walk about, around, but your
again,
sucks.
I walk around the Hall of Fame and I see a bunch of no ring, one win, one Super Bowl ring quarterbacks that are in the ultimate spot, which is where Aaron Rodgers is going to be. And of course, I hope he gets that second one. My God, that would be an incredible occurrence, especially since I can look at Murph and say, you got one from him? So did I.
Also, someone sent me the link for the where you bought that wheel. We need to get all of the games on here.
Okay. Let's do that in the commercial break.
There, I'll
fantastic.
Buy it and burn it.